Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's now 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner at the social media helm. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Excuse me. I'm Doug Stefanow.
You all right?
You
haven't been to any cat's birthday parties lately, have you?
No, tell that story, though.
So my favorite story, my favorite headline of the day, comes actually from... Gosh, this is a radio website, 790 AM WBBM. I don't know if you know them.
WBBM Chicago, yep.
But the headline says, a cat's birthday party reportedly leads to 15 people contracting COVID.
It's a super spreader.
It's a super spreader event, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 COVID positive cases went traced back to this birthday party for a cat.
So, like, how many people think in the middle of a pandemic it's important enough to go to a cat's birthday party?
I know. And how many children are reading this or hearing their parents talk about this day going, wait a second, Mom, I didn't get a birthday.
Right.
My dad did.
No birthdays. Okay. So I want to, the first thing I want to do is recognize and remember an experience I had about 40, maybe 50. I was a teenager, so it would have been 50-some-odd years ago in Pascagoula, Mississippi. The newest affiliate to this program is WPMO, which is at 1580 in Pascagoula, which is in the Mobile, Alabama area. It's been a couple of years since we had a Mobile and that area affiliate. I was in Pascagoula when I was a teenager. There was a destroyer. They have a huge shipyard there, a shipbuilding facility. And so when I went, it was to honor my uncle for whom I am named. My given name is Dudley, and my uncle Dudley Walker Morton was the commander of the USS Wahoo back in the Second World War, sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the war than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. So in honor of him, a destroyer was commissioned at the Pascagoula shipyards back in, I want to say, well, what would that have been in the 70s? Maybe late 60s, early 70s. They tended to build these ships in honor of the men and women, mostly. I don't know of any ship, now that I think about it. This would be something good to look up, ladies. Is there a ship anywhere in the Navy named after a woman? I'm thinking about all of the aircraft carriers and battleships and destroyers, and I don't know of any women. I think that'd be interesting to look at. Anyway, maybe somebody in Pascagoula knows, and you can respond to us at DJV Show on Twitter or Facebook.com/DJV Show. That'd be cool. So, at any rate, happy to have you as the newest member of the fleet here, WPMO, in Pascagoula. They have a great tradition, a great history down there. They build a lot of great ships. I'm sure a lot of people working down there, I hope, are appreciative of the fact that I don't know, because I've been down there for a number of years, how much shipbuilding is still going on there. I hope a lot, because there's a great yard, kind of like the Bath Yard up in Maine, where a lot of these ships have been built as well. The time passes on. Is it possible that it was a year ago at this time that Kobe Bryant died?
Yeah.
Think about that. Put that into your head for a minute. Isn't that crazy? A year ago.
It feels like a long time, and in other ways it feels like a blink. It's weird.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
I think all of 2020 just threw everyone's sense of the time-space continuum so far off that, like, yeah, just saying, oh, it was a year ago for Kobe and their daughter Gianna passing away in that helicopter crash. But then, like Jen said, I could also think, well, is it a couple years now? Like, it's just, I have no concept of how long ago that was. But what a horrible milestone for Vanessa and the other kids to have to, because inevitably when you have any type of tragedy like that, or even just losing a loved one, that one-year milestone, you know, you just probably relive that day, and that was a horrible day for that family.
Yeah. Well, it just adds, when you get down to the brass tacks of it all, to what a crappy year 2020 was. in so many ways. And it wasn't long after that we discovered, a month or so after that, that we were in the throes of what could be game-changing activity, and it was and still is for many people. I thought it was interesting that the new public service announcement that's out now to get people to take the mask thing seriously and distancing, get your vaccine, stars Dr. Fauci. The Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is now his, well, that was his job, was it? He's the White House chief advisor on medicine, too, isn't he? Under the new administration?
Now. He's in a new position now. Yeah. I don't know what the title is.
He was the head of the National Institute of Health. That was where he has been. So
that's it. Okay. So anyway, has anybody seen this PSA? It just came out, I think, over the weekend. No. He starts by saying we're going to see a turnaround in attitude. And I don't know if that's, I think a lot of people have had the attitude already, although we have, you know, there's been certain pockets where people didn't want to wear them because they have a right not to wear them or whatever their selfish thinking is, because that's what it is in my mind. Anyway, so the mask demonstration, I thought this was interesting. He's showing people in the PSA how to put the mask on.
Well, I think that's good, because I'm still seeing way too many chin diapers, and so it's like, I don't understand how people don't know you have to cover your nose.
Don't cover your nose. Yeah,
like,
that
you
kind
have
of
to
stuff.
Cover your nose. What is the point of wearing
good.
It?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. It drives me nuts. I hate seeing that.
When we do the Navage spot, it always is a focus on your nose, because your nose and your eyes are where the stuff comes into your body, so you want to protect your nose, and you want to breathe the stuff out if you have it. So a pretty simple and significant way of remembering. Here's something that will send most people into the ozone. You know how I feel about the Russians and the Chinese. There is a mass anti-Putin protest going on in Russia this week. Apparently started by that. The people who are upset are followers of Alexei. Is it Navalny? I always wonder about pronouncing these names. That's it, right? Navalny?
Navalny. Yeah, but he's the guy who recovered from being poisoned.
Killed.
And
yeah,
then
almost
he flew. Yeah, he flew back to Russia, and now he's been arrested again. So these are people protesting, and there were tens of thousands across Russia who are protesting why he was to get him released. I don't even know what the charges are, if that even matters in Russia. It probably doesn't. So I'm not sure
why he went back.
I know.
I mean, I guess he went back to make a point, but
now he's going to rot in jail, and they'll poison him again.
Yep. Well. That, by the way, this is being at least reported here by people who have been in Russia. The same kind of protests are going on in China, but you're not hearing about it. The Chinese have become very restless because there have been a lot of people laid off because of the virus. We're talking about millions. You know, and this, I'm going to go down a side street here for a minute. Last night I watched, when I got home, I turned on TV and the Millionaire was on. And Kimmel's talking to some woman who's a doctor, and, you know, they're going through, and she's up to $250,000. And the questions normally get harder, right? You only have two. After it's 250, it's 500, and then it's a million. So she's only two from the top. And the question came up about what percentage. The question was, and I imagine a lot of you people may have seen this on Sunday night. The question came as to what percentage of the world's population lives in China. And so these two women, a doctor and her friend, she had a friend in the studio that was the lifeline, and they're going back and forth, and they both look at, they looking at Jimmy and say, well, we don't really know how many people there are on the planet. It's the question included that there are 1.3 billion people live in China. What percentage of the world's population is that? And neither one of them knew that the population of the planet was about 7 billion. How can you not know, how can educated people not know what the population of the planet is? And the way where they were struggling, it was embarrassing. I got to a point where I was yelling at the TV, and then I changed the channel.
So it's 1.3 billion live in China, 7
right.
billion on the planet. So
one of the answers was 18%, one of the answers was 9%, one of the answers was 34%, and the other one was, I don't know, something. But obviously, if you have any math skills at all, you can figure out if there's 7 plus billion and there's 1.3, it's 18%. So I would have thought, my God, what a give, $250,000 for that question? Boy,
so I'm guessing they got it wrong.
Yeah, I was there so annoyed, I just changed the channel. I don't know if they got it right or not, frankly. But that kind of stuff, that's the weakness in our educational system. When you can't, these women were very educated women.
But also, let's. This is not us sitting here like where we have time to sit and kind of think about it. You're under the gun. If you're on a game show, you're on TV, and you're the clock is ticking. I think
that's the
element
point.
Of pressure. Okay, well, I'm just
how
saying
you make
that.
It through the pressure.
Right. Yeah. But that's a lot of math for 30 seconds or whatever they give you.
No,
the answer.
Come on. That's
okay.
Not really
all right. Right. Well, then you should go on the show.
I would love to go on the show. I'd win all the money. I'd take it away. Bingo, bango. How many
Who
people would like
your
to
phone
see
a friend? Yeah. It would have to be your
Who
daughter.
Who would be my phone a friend?
Yeah.
It would either be my daughter or my son. Yeah, probably. They're both smart. So it would depend on the category of, because they both have strength. If it was something like English history, Megan would be right there on the phone. Figure it right out. If it was something more practical, and I don't say that, but my daughter's not practical, but she's not too practical.
Well, something more pop culture, Brendan would know.
Brendan would know, yeah, exactly. Yep, yep. Speaking of that, our DJV download, latest one that's at djvshow.com. Doug Steffen presents the DJV download. It's dougsteffen.com/DJV show. DJV show, or wherever you get your podcast. Jennifer talks about the passing of her grandmother. I talk about the story of my former wife, Tony. And the similarities in their passing and the stuff in my family where it has been. We also talk about the big lottery winner at the time, the Powerball winner. Now we got another big winner to be excited about. And on this podcast, Dr. Ken reveals that one of two cups of coffee a day will be very good in deterring several forms of cancer. So you have one or two cups of coffee a day, it's good at deferring cancer. Figure out how that works. You can listen to the podcast at djvshow.com, at iTunes, Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, so for those of you who have been observant over the weekend, you may have noticed all the spots that have started to play for the Tokyo 2020 Games that are now going to be held this year. That's the idea, anyway. Olympic Games in Tokyo on July 23rd at the Olympic Stadium in Tokyo. They're not backing away from that. And the 2022 Winter Olympics will be held in Beijing. Boo! Boo! 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the good old DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is on top of the world, or on top of at least our the focus that we have on social media. The latest question has to do with the cost of gasoline. We had these questions in, sprinkle them around, find out where people. I've noticed so much, and congratulations to you. Isn't it nice, ladies, to see all the impact that Jay's having with the social media? Tons more people are voicing their thoughts and opinions. Just it's working as much as anything else. So that's good. It adds to our, it adds to the knowledge level and interest level that people have. So we started talking earlier about the price of gasoline, and apparently there are only a couple of us who have seen the increase in gas. So we were trying to find out what it's like around the country. Jay, what are you getting?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people are seeing an increase, some definitely higher than others. John Ackerman shares gas in Indiana has gone up 30 cents, mm-hmm. which, I mean, that is a huge jump. Hoosier Dave tweets that gas is up about 25 cents in southern Indiana, now costing $2.49, and Andy Brinkley.
So that's two people in Indiana, or do you have more even from Indiana?
We have Arkansas. Eastern Arkansas saw a rise from $2.13 to $2.23. Mm-hmm. And in Humboldt County, California, Rick Ault tweets that there's a 4 cents higher increase. Yeah, so I mean, ranges
it's already
from
$10 a gallon there,
right?
Right.
It jumped to $6. I was like, and this was back in the early aughts, and I was like, what is happening? Why is gas $6 a gallon?
Very expensive to do anything in California.
Well, because the tax level, there's a dollar's more worth of taxes. It isn't that the gas is more expensive. It's buying the service, if you will, because in California, they add taxes onto everything ad nauseum. It is the most disgusting.
Well, and this is one of the things that you can be warned about looking ahead for the rest of the country, because a lot of these taxes for clean air and for, you know, for environmentalist policies, that's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, good luck. Your California's problems may be spreading to the rest of the country.
Well, turn the heat
right
down and just wear the mittens like Bernie's got. That'd be terrific.
Those are sold out. You can't get them.
It's pretty amazing.
They're so awful. I can't imagine.
They're pretty ugly, but they captured. Have you seen all of those? They must be. Is there any response to that on social media, Jay? All of the memes that are around of Bernie.
Oh,
I saw
a
couple of photos.
everywhere. It's kind of impressive. I think my favorite one I've seen is a picture of Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks,
yes.
sitting on his bench with Bernie
right,
sitting
yeah.
right next to him.
Yeah, that's kind of cute. All right, so what else you got? You got a lot of projects going on there. What other things are people responding to on facebook.com/DJV Show or at DJV Show?
Well, Willy Wonka is getting a remake. There's a remake in the works for a 2023 release date.
No.
It's supposed to be kind of a younger Willy Wonka. And we asked people on Facebook to cast. Who would you have play Willy Wonka? Except we were looking for wrong answers only. And Susie O posted a GIF of Linda Blair as the exorcist. And Dan Moeller's pick is Samuel L. Jackson, which I'm totally here
nice.
For that. That's a correct
right.
answer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can do that.
Why do we need another Willy Wonka? We already had the weird Tim Burton one with Johnny Depp. Like, do we need another one?
No.
Yeah, shouldn't there be some kind of length of time that a period yeah. where you cannot do a remake or a reboot? You have to wait until the time.
And there ought to be a law. Yes. That's it. It's kind of silly. Who's going to go? Most of those remakes are not much good anyway. But if you put Samuel L. Jackson in there, then people are going to just, it's kind of like going. For me, I would see most anything he's in. Like, I used to be able to see everything John Wayne was in, or Clint Eastwood was in, or Gene Hackman was in, you know, De Niro. You just kind of go see the movie because they're in it. All right, one other quickie. What else, Jay?
Condolences for Larry King's passing, of course, over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Gina Hulse is praying for Larry's family and friends, and Robbie Douglas posts RIP Larry, while Tanya Price says he did the best interviews and he will be missed.
Yep. All right, food for thought. It continues at DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, if your dog or cat was diagnosed with cancer, it was pretty much a death sentence, but not so much anymore, especially with early detection. These are the things you should look for according to the Veterinary Cancer Society. Persistent abnormal swelling, sores that don't heal, loss of weight, loss of appetite, any bleeding or discharge from any body opening, offensive odor, difficulty eating or swallowing, hesitation to exercise or loss of stamina, persistent lameness or stiffness, difficulty breathing, urinating, or defecating. If your pet has any of these early warning signs, visit your veterinarian as soon as possible. As I said, early detection can make a big difference. There are some breeds that are more prone. For example, Golden Retrievers, Labrador Retrievers, Rottweilers, Bernese Mountain Dogs, and Boxers all have a higher tendency towards cancer. So you know what you're getting into when you purchase one of those dogs. Bottom line is, if you notice any of the signs, get to your vet right away. Many cancers can be cured or controlled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats presented an article of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate on Monday night. A total of 10 House Republicans joined in with Democrats to vote in favor of impeachment. And impeachment is defined as to remove from power. More on yesterday's horrific killing in Indianapolis, Indiana. A teenager whose dad had just yelled at him for leaving the house without permission turned a gun on his family, killing 5 relatives. The alleged killer, who has not been named by authorities because of his age, was arrested Monday after cops tracked him down to the suburb of Plainfield, Indiana. His younger brother lived to tell authorities what happened. The Senate voted 84-15 to confirm Janet Yellen as the 78th Treasury Secretary on Monday. Yellen is the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. Previously, she was on the Federal Reserve Board from 2014 to 2018. Born in Brooklyn, New York, Secretary Yellen is estimated to be worth $16 million. This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The United States is calling out Russian leaders for their treatment of a political opposition leader. USA Radio News Dan Naraki reports.
The White House is calling for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. Navalny, a major critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was detained last week when he returned to Moscow. He had been in Germany for several months, receiving treatment for a suspected poisoning with a nerve agent, something Navalny blames on the Kremlin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into Navalny's poisoning.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explain the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
44-year-old Alexei Navalny is a member of the Russia of the Future Party. The Atlanta Braves on Tuesday will host a celebration of baseball legend Henry Aaron in a memorial service celebrating the life and enduring legacy of the late Hall of Fame and American icon. The event will be held at Truist Field in Atlanta and begin at 1 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Good day to you. How do you do? Hope everything is fine. It's the DJV show with best wishes for the day, the week, the month, the year. Jennifer Horn is here. Terry Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with the All-Star cast. So the question may be, we post this on social media as well, Jay, is a $2,000 stimulus check the best way to help the economy? Or is it something else? Is it better to do other things like Biden's, what do they call it, Buy America plan? Or these things all have to be merged together? What do we think, ladies? Victoria, what's your preference? You waiting with bated breath for a $2,000 stimulus check?
No. I think no. That...
I didn't think so.
But the truth is, though, I have a job, and I'm very thankful for that. I would rather see this money go to people who, like, can't put food on the table right now. We're seeing, in my local news, we're seeing so many cases of people being arrested, mostly women, being arrested for shoplifting, and they're stealing diapers, and they're stealing baby formula. They can't feed their children. Like,
enough with this. Happened last March and April, too.
I mean, enough with this posturing of, you know, is it $1,400 or is it $2,000? We went all through this last fall with $600. $600 does nothing to help a family survive. So, I mean, the food banks are over, you know, the demand is insane. It's just, I'm tired of all the politics in this. Like, let's actually help people who really need help right now.
Mm-hmm. What is the best way to help them? All right, Jennifer, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, of course, I think that the best way to help people overall is to put people back to work. I mean,
yep.
The fact that I was just talking, we were talking on the break about California. Finally, the lawsuits and the recall effort on Gavin Newsom have piled up, and so he's expected to lift his stay-at-home orders because, guess what, there's no science that says that outdoor dining and that some of these businesses have really amped up their safety precautions are causing the spread.
Massachusetts here. The Massachusetts
Yeah, but I mean, in fact, what do we always hear? Safer at home. It's actually dangerous at home because the place people are spreading it is at home. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's time to just get people back to work, do it in a safe way. And I think that in and of itself will make a difference for people. But Victoria's right. The fact that we're just handing out money to everybody is stupid. We can't just turn on the desk jet and print money, which is what's happening right now, to send to people who need it or who don't need it, who might still be working.
Right.
So I don't know. There's some thoughts. There's some Ilhan Omar was calling for everybody to get a payment through now until the end of the pandemic is over. Well, when is that going to be? Is it going to be July? Is it going to be next? Yeah, and where is that money coming from?
A lottery ticket.
And look, I'd love to get some government money every month, but is it worth going into so much debt for when
there
are
people
really
suffering?
It's
your money, not government money. It's your money. I'm paying for this. You're paying for this. $465 billion. That's part of the proposal that is aimed at these checks.
I mean, I said $600 was insulting, and I mean it. For people who have really been suffering,
yes,
$600 is insulting.
Yep.
Yeah,
so. But the thing, going back to California for one second, the thing that never, I mean, I know if you're living there, it also doesn't make sense, but it, like, blows my mind that you guys, for most of your state, you have one of the only climates that could sustain outdoor dining all winter long, and yet that wasn't even an option. And outdoor dining, there is zero science that has linked any outbreak to outdoor dining. In New Jersey, where I am, we've had outdoor dining open the whole time. Indoor dining is still open. It never closed, but it's only at 25% capacity. So at least restaurants have a chance to stay alive. But to squash that option in California, just Gavin Newsom is just an idiotic. And then, of course, we saw him dining indoors for like $1,000 a plate. Yeah.
He's a bad guy. He's a bad actor. So the standard seems to be these days, since Biden got in, what would FDR do? Would he have done something like this? Because he's, if you look back to that era from 1933 on, getting out of the Dust Bowl, getting out of the Depression, getting into the war. Hopefully we're not going to get into another war. But at any rate, the deepest problems back then are similar to the deepest problems today. And so a lot of Democrats are saying, okay, what would FDR do, or what did he do? Never mind, what would he have done? What did he do? And I don't think it was a penny sent to anybody back then. I'm looking at...
Didn't Social Security get developed under FDR?
Yes, all the social stuff.
He created that, right?
Yeah, right. Senator Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat from West Virginia, said FDR didn't recommend sending a damn penny to any human being. He gave him a job and gave him a paycheck. And that's really kind of, this is the infrastructure argument that's going on now. Actually, Trump started that infrastructure. I don't even know what happened to that. That was one of his, I go back and forth on this. You hear me all the time talking about how disgraceful it is the bridges and the roads are in the shape they're in. And the reason that they're in that bad shape is because they're poorly constructed in the first place, because government specs don't make them, the roads and the bridges, tough enough, because they're in cahoots with the unions to keep people working for these companies, the union companies that get massive jobs rebuilding the roads and the bridges. You see from, you know, pretty much all around the year now. It used to be just in the good weather months, but now it's pretty much all year long. You can't go across the country, go on any interstate, any place, where there aren't massive rebuilding projects, and you go from two lanes to one lane or three lanes to one way, and they go around the bridges and all that other stuff. That's completely on the backs of government bureaucrats who take their orders from politicians, who get their money from big construction companies and other union stuff, and that's what this is. We're paying the price of this total corruption from the unions and what happens when they're in cahoots with the government. But meanwhile, still, there's no debate over the reality of the bridge and road conditions in our country. They suck. And so what's it, that's part of this, isn't that part of the
stupidest? Yeah, the stupidest thing. And this is again political politics where people are representing their own interests and not the people that are elected. Because the one thing that Trump was desperate to do, and it would have brought in Republicans and Democrats, by the way, to do a deal on infrastructure, because everybody loves to spend people's money, but it would have been spent on a project that would have actually benefited the American taxpayers and everybody for that matter. And Nancy Pelosi would never have the conversation with them. She tried to use it as a building block to try to get him to do other legislation, and that's ridiculous. Now, I hope if Biden has a better relationship with Pelosi, which it seems that he does, that they can try to make it work, because that is something that is bipartisan. That's something that Democrats
and Republicans
would
support.
Yeah, how is
a road political? Lewis Black has a joke in his newest thing. He's like, how can a road be political? There's a left and a right side. It's a road. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous that roads are political.
Here's something that's not from the business department. You see, SpaceX launched a batch of spacecraft from Florida this past weekend, 143 different spacecraft. Bingo.
Yeah, a lot of satellites and mini satellites and bigger ones. It's a whole, it was a big trip.
It's the Small Satellite Rideshare Program. I never thought I'd see this. The most
Uber
satellites ever brought in. Right, exactly. The Transporter 1 mission kicked off a pretty lucrative business for SpaceX. This went back a couple of years ago, the rideshare program that they have with lots of satellites going up, and they're all different sizes and shapes. You know how much junk there is in the atmosphere up a couple of hundred miles above the surface? How much junk there really is?
Was
so
it Japan
much
who has, like, the
junk
big net in space that they've collected, that they, right, that the satellite gets propelled around and it has a big net and it's collecting space junk?
Yeah.
I think it's Japan.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I doubt it's China. They don't care about pollution.
What is space junk? What's up there?
Space
satellites
junk,
that don't
these
work
satellites
anymore.
And pieces of satellites. Of
yeah.
It's like, so it's not like straws and water bottles.
Not yet.
No. The straws are up the alien's nose. Sorry.
There's a lot of stuff. I was watching Saturday night a documentary on one of the, I don't remember which channel it was on, but it was all about what's going on in Roswell, excuse me, relative to planes that are there. There's somebody, somebody's got to have a life here. There's a guy who watches satellites in orbit and what his sole project has been to look at various Air Force bases and airplane hangar or hangouts where they park the planes. And he's noticed for the past 30 years, there was a red small plane parked in Roswell next to American uses Roswell for the most part to park its planes that it's not using. So all around these old MD-80s and stuff is this little red private jet. And they have this investigation. Somebody gets inside the plane and discovers that it was Elvis's. It was one. So then they go back into this whole thing of how many people must have used it. And it looked just like something out of the 70s. The plane hasn't been flown for 30-some-odd years. It's been sitting there. Somebody's tried to buy it, and they haven't been able to. But all that felt, that stuff they used to put velour on seats?
Yeah, that's how you knew you were fancy. You had velour.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
so
did
that's
you ever
the,
go on Elvis's, the smaller jet that's parked at Graceland?
Across the street from the house, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, with all the gold seat belt buckles that he had put in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's two planes parked there. There's a Convair
there's a big one and a little 880 that he had.
And then there's that little, I don't know whether it's a Lear jet
like
or
a little
not,
private jet. I think it was, had a little dining table in it, I remember, and a bathroom, and I think maybe six seats or something like that.
Yep.
It's cute.
The pains of unionizing, we'll focus on that in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. I would call your attention to facebook.com/DJV show. Jay, right? We have that promo up for the Works Multifunction Jump Starter. I used this. I had a truck at the farm. For those of you who are new down in Mississippi and Alabama listening to this program today, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a farmer. And one of the fellows and I were working. It was so cold this weekend. We had a jumpstart a lot of stuff to get it started, tractors and trucks and stuff. So I pulled out this little Works jumpstarter. It's got an LED light with it. I have it in my pickup truck, and I put it on the old, this is an old International dump truck, and damned if the thing didn't start off this little battery that you wouldn't think would have enough oomph in it to get anything going. But all 12-volt batteries in motorcycles, ATVs, tractors, trucks. It works. It's very cool. And it also is a two-way charger for cell phones if you want. A lot of small electronics can benefit from plugging into the side. It's got a, what do they call it, a UTB? What's the thing that you plug
USB?
In? USB, that too. Yep. All right, so it works. Victoria's smiling from ear to ear now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I was just thinking, I thought you were going to like a UTI place or something. I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
What's a UTI?
A urinary tract infection?
Oh, no. You won't get one of those.
Different story.
With the
works. That's a different piece of works equipment.
Yes,
right.
It is. The works, WORX. Find out about the jump starter and the LED light available at works. It's WORX.com, WORX.com, and Amazon.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, 2 ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11/59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, so here's a sort of a less than subtle warning to people who are interested in unionizing. Apparently, Instacart is laying off every single employee who voted to unionize. How'd they find that out? That's supposed to be secret ballot.
This should be illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah, I don't like unions, but I don't like this either. Really?
Because this was a story about AB5. This was a story out of California, and we had this on the ballot to reverse AB5, which was to prevent companies from, because the government was saying no one could be an independent contractor anymore, so you couldn't have the Jays and the Victorias and the Jens of the world working for this program because it would be illegal. You'd have to make us employees. And the same thing with DoorDash and the same thing with all of these other companies that hire people independently. And so there was something that reversed that in California, and so the story was that they're trying to go after the people who voted against that initiative. I don't buy it. I saw something this weekend about California doing the same thing, and I just don't know how you do it. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Food for thought. It is 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Three after the hour, Monday visitation comes in the form of Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You can send Tom your questions at moneypit.com. Matter of fact, Kim, one of the listeners to this program, went to our Facebook page, and you can connect. I mean, it's so easy. There's so much stuff around. Tom's got more things shaken than the cat's tail, and so one of the ways you can get to him is send him questions. And then there are there's the podcast, and there's the newsletter. So anyway, Kim wants to know the best way to store her firewood supply. She says she heard that keeping wood too close to the house can invite termites. Duh.
Well, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
What else?
So, well, a couple of things. First of all, yes, if you keep lumber piled up against your house, you can definitely encourage a termite infestation. I used to find them, Doug, when I was a home inspector for all those 20 or so years that I had that job. And mm-hmm. if I saw that pile, I would do a little snooping around that pile. And usually by the time I turned over one or two pieces of lumber, I would find termites. And that means that they're also getting into the house. So you want to keep it off the siding. It's okay to have it near the house, but keep it off the ground and don't connect it to the house by leaning it against the siding. If you have to build yourself a rack or buy a rack, keep it up off the ground so that there's some space around it. And if you got a really good pile,
around,
keep it towards the back of your property.
The steel. I know there's a guy who lives in my neighborhood who's got, he cuts his own wood. You know, we have a woodlot now on the farm, and I've probably got 300 cords of wood being, you know, they've sold all of the dry stuff, so now they're getting it tempered for next year. But anyway, the thing that's so obvious about some of this stuff is when you put it on the ground, it's going to rot anyway. So put it on something like these little steel things you can buy probably at most of the Home Depot stores or your local hardware store, and keep it off the ground. Otherwise, you're just asking for trouble, right?
Pretty Absolutely.
Much, that's the bottom line. Yep. All right. Let's see what the new podcast is. Window replacement. Now, that's a great question. Is it worth it? The podcast is episode 2068 at moneypit.com. So what about, I don't want you to give it away because I want people to go listen to it, but there's a lot of other stuff besides window replacement in there. I'm wondering about that. What is it?
It's the time of year when certainly everyone thinks about whether or not they should be replacing the windows. The heating bills have been soaring in now for the last couple of months. We get uncomfortable sitting near our windows. You know, window technology has changed a lot, but it is a kind of purchase that one makes, you know, really once every 20 or 30 years in a house. And I think one of the questions is, what's the ROI? Now, if this is sort of your life house, this is where you're going to be, then it almost always makes sense to replace those windows. One thing that you should know, Doug, is that you don't have to tear out the siding to replace windows these days. That when we say a replacement window, we're talking about a specific type of window that is custom-made, which is the norm. It's not like custom is expensive. All these windows are designed to be custom-made to fit the old openings. A contractor simply removes, in the case of a double-hung window, the upper sash and the lower sash, pulls off a little bit of trim, and then inserts the newly constructed high-efficiency window into that same space.
Right.
And so you want to look for windows that are ENERGY STAR rated. That would be the minimum in terms of the quality.
And so would you say then you're an advocate for window replacement then?
I'm an advocate for window replacement if it's a house I'm going to be in probably for 10 years.
What does a new window cost these days?
Well, so you can buy a new window for, you know, $100, $200, depending on the size, you know, up to several thousand. But, you know, a basic replacement window, you could buy a decent quality one. I mean, a basic double-hung replacement window, you could probably buy one for $300.
Uh-huh. All right. The latest newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. This is something I say to myself each time I see this. Who's dumb enough to leave their pipes exposed? Well, I was. I left the door open to the garage under the barn, and it's heated. And so this weekend it's 8 degrees here. Hello, see you later to that pipe. And so, you know, I guess you can do a lot of different things. You've got some tips on that, right?
How to stop pipes from breaking. That's right, Doug. And when it gets really cold like this, there are some things that you should definitely be doing. For example, you mentioned about leaving doors open. You know, if you have like a sink that freezes, make sure you leave the cabinet doors open because it allows a little bit of your household heat to get inside. You ever notice that when you open your cabinet door in the winter, it's very cold inside the cabinet? Well, it's because no warm air is getting in there. So open those doors. Make sure the outside faucets are turned off. And make sure that everything that you possibly can get to is insulated. All of those exposed water pipes should be insulated.
You want to hear how we used to do it on the farm? When I was a kid,
what's that?
We used to pile manure up along the sills, the bottom, the back. The
well,
outside
I don't
of the
recommend that. I'm pretty sure they don't sell that at Home Depot for that purpose.
No, but you can
but
go
Doug,
to your local.
Guess which pipe bursts first, a hot water pipe or a cold water pipe?
Hot water.
Hot water pipes, that's right, because it has less air in it.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Abbott Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Abbott has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.